Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Basically Vegan. Today, I'm going to be talking more about the vegan diet and the vegan diet for athletes. It's going to be great stuff. I recommend getting a notepad and a pencil right now because I'm going to be throwing a lot of information out, you guys. So stay tuned. So this episode, I really wanted to start off with a vegan fun fact for you guys. So a study done by Nobel Prize winner Elizabeth Blackburn found that a vegan diet caused more than 500 genes to change in 3 months, turning on genes that prevent disease and turning off genes that cause cancer, heart disease, and other illnesses. Some pretty interesting stuff there. But let's go ahead and dive on into this episode. So today, again, I'm going to be talking about the vegan diet for athletes. I want to start off with a recommendation for you guys. It's this documentary on Netflix called Game Changers. If you guys have any extra time during your day, I highly recommend watching it. It really talks about athletes and some competitive athletes and like Olympic weightlifting, bodybuilding, you know, sports like that. And they really dive deep into the sciences of the vegan diet. Well, I want to start off with the three main macronutrients for the vegan diet. It's going to be fat, protein, and carbohydrates. So some examples of fat are going to be avocados and nuts like walnuts and almonds are great for you. And for vegan protein, I recommend beans, tofu, quinoa, and vegan protein powders. And finally, carbohydrates, I recommend rice, oats, bananas, whole wheat bread, or bagels. And if you guys are going to get some vegan protein, I recommend getting a protein powder that consists of brown rice and pea protein. With these two proteins, you get a very complete amino acid profile rather than them being separate, which gives them a weaker profile. They really complement each other when you add them both together. But anyway, let's go ahead and talk about micronutrients. And micronutrients are essentially vitamins and minerals that are included in your diet. Now, micronutrients are your best friend when you're on a vegan diet. And so I'm going to give you guys my top five plant-based foods that are loaded with micronutrients. Number one, a lot of people consider this the king of veggies, kale. It is loaded with vitamin K, A, and C, along with many more. Broccoli is number two. It's loaded with vitamin C and A. Tomatoes, number three. It's got a lot of vitamin A, C, K. Blueberries, number four, K, C, E. And spinach is loaded with K, A, B, E, and then B6. So I hope you guys learned a little bit more about the macronutrients and micronutrients. You know, it's easy to lose weight on the vegan diet, so make sure to eat enough macros and enough calories. And to stay healthy, the micros are essential, all right? And you know, the vegan diet, it requires extra work to maintain, and it can be, you know, inconvenient to go and cook your own food compared to buying fast food and stuff. But if you put the work in to what you put in your body, I promise you guys, you will see results. I've noticed more and more athletes are switching to vegan diets to gain an advantage over their competition, really. And, you know, it's becoming more and more popular to this day. And again, I recommend you guys watch Game Changers on Netflix, or also Forks Over Knives is also a great documentary on the vegan diet. And the athletes in these documentaries, they truly show you that it is possible to build muscle and be an athlete while on the vegan diet. You know, the past belief where you have to eat meat to build muscle, you have to eat meat to be manly, it's just not true anymore. You know, with science and technology, we finally are starting to figure out the benefits of the vegan diet. All right, guys, the podcast is over. Make sure to listen to the next episode. You're not going to want to miss it. I'll see you there.